This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Just the other day, there was another press conference
celebrating a year, if you will, of since Rex Heuermann was arrested and charged. And we saw Asa Elrip and her children standing in front of their home. Had their attorney, and they're saying, oh, this is, you know, they have nothing to do with this. This is, they're just trying to move on with their lives. What did you take out of that press conference, their behavior and such? Just, you know, kind of, you know, standing there, smiling while a film crew walked into the house in the background.
It just adds another layer of odd mm-hmm. to the whole thing, doesn't it?
It does.
You know, publicly presenting yourself, smiling, the whole thing about doing the documentary, it's off. It just comes off weird.
Yeah, it does. And there was, of course, chatter a little while ago, the attorney for some of the victims making that rather extreme press conference, it seemed, showing the artwork of Rex's daughter and Asa's daughter. Not all of it her own work, but disturbing images yeah. that were shared on her social media accounts that basically looked like, you know, depictions of a snuff film of yeah. people being tortured and killed in sexual acts. And then we also got a chance to see her image on a profile. And it looks nothing like the young lady that we're seeing at these press conferences, looking very maidenly. I don't know any other way to put it. That's just kind of how she appeared the other day. But on social, where she was in these things, not at all like that. Right. And I'm not saying she has anything to do with Dad's right. actions, but you know, it does make me wonder more and more as John Ray, the attorney, said, we're being sold a bill of goods. Again, it seemed like kind of an extreme press conference, but it does make me wonder when we saw the dramatic images being presented to us by the family versus what else has been out there, especially in terms of the daughter. Does that raise an eyebrow at all that we see one yeah. extreme to the other?
Yeah, it does. And I will take a stand that, you know, may be very unpopular with, you know, freedom of speech and freedom of expression. I think any depiction of torture, you know, anywhere on the internet, particularly this torture porn, I think it should be illegal.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really concerned clinically about people who enjoy it. Mm-hmm. We know serial killers enjoy it. And of course, the vast majority of people who are into this don't ever necessarily act it out on other people. But it does normalize sadism. Mm-hmm. And I see it as incredibly unhealthy. And I'm concerned about anybody who finds it appealing. It always churns my stomach. It's terribly upsetting. I don't think you can spin it as healthy. And there are people who will disagree with me on that. Oh, it's just art, and mm-hmm. art is supposed to be disturbing or whatever. It's like, you know, when you're into torture, I don't call that art. I call that sadism.
Well, and it makes me wonder too on that topic of, you know, years ago, this stuff was fairly, you know, closeted, if you will. Like if you were
very
into that,
much.
It was, you know, in some, like it was in Rex Heuermann's dungeon, basically. And,
yes.
and people that were into that, they were there. But now we live in a world where, you know, a kid, a young mind,
eight-year-olds exactly. can access it and do.
And they don't know what the hell they're looking at.
No.
And suddenly, you know, they see these things online. That's got to warp a mind beyond just, you know, I don't know, finding it later in life or being abused. I mean, it's basically, you know, yourself abusing yourself and you don't even know you're doing it.
They have no idea yeah. what they're consuming, and a lot of it is sexual in nature. So a little kid may find it sexually arousing, and then their brain is mapping mm-hmm. around violence, sadism, and sex. And that's a terrible way for your brain to develop.
Yeah, and it's all, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, these things are that readily available and out there. And I'm not saying, you know, you can't have things, whatever you want to look at, but the idea that the kids can have access to this, like, what are we going to be looking at? You know, because we haven't seen the results of this yet. We are fairly mm-hmm. in a new world where
yes.
this level of depravity porn is available to a young mind. It's not, you know, when I was younger in the 90s, it was like, oh, there's some pictures of, you know, Playboy type stuff.
And then it gets,
you know, and now it's far, far more disturbing. You have things like this online. You have an insane amount of levels of like incestual ideas as well.
In
pornography that kids can access. And it just really kind of scares me. Like, what the hell is going to be happening here in 10, 20 years when these people become adults and these are normalized ideas?
Yeah, I am seeing 20-year-olds who have really disturbing, and they'll say it's disturbing and aberrant sexual drives that they don't always act on, but their fantasies are extreme and disturbing. And 20, 30 years ago, I wasn't seeing that stuff, you know, unless you were in a sex offender treatment program, you would see that stuff. But it wasn't your average college student. And I do see average college students now who will come in and say, yeah, I've been into this kind of porn. I'm having weird fantasies about sex with my parents. And, and, you know, and it's like they've been exposed to things as kids that were just not healthy for them. And I went online when I started hearing these stories about 5 years ago, and they'd tell me what sites they were on. I have to know what this is. I mean, again, Siobhan's jaw drops at the material that's available that anybody can find and find it quite easily.
What's scary about it is, how, and I think the whole coming 360 on this is, okay, you have these minds like this. How many more James Burkes are we creating in this world because of the access that exists?
100%.
It's a scary thought, but it's the world we live in.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.